On today's episode, we're going to have Pastor Mike, and we're going to talk about a little bit about if angels and their involvement and man's involvement with angels, if that had anything to do with God deciding to destroy the earth, as on today's episode of Christian Faithology, we are going to get into the generations of Noah. Stay tuned. This is another episode of Escaping Addictions with the Prodigal Son. And on this episode, we are going to look deeper into Christian mythology with the introduction into Noah and the first time the earth was destroyed. So we're going to talk a little bit about the generations of Adam, and it goes after, it is a transference later that it goes into the generations of Noah. So God, after Noah, when Noah's time, about the time of Noah, we start to see that God is very disappointed in his creation, and man has just gone all the way into a continual evil way of life, and God decides that he's going to destroy all of life. So the way this starts off is that women are mingling with angels, and there are certain beings that are being created, and this corrupts mankind, and mankind just becomes continually evil. So God just decides to destroy mankind. So I'm going to look a bit too into R.C. Sproul's view on angels. Well, he has a book that is about heaven and hell and angels and demons, and he gives some very good insight into that realm that we cannot see. So, I'm going to talk about how God gave Noah explicit instructions and directions on how to build the ark. And that is the way we should live our lives today, that if God tells us something, we should follow it to the letter. We should follow it. It's just that simple. And, you know, a lot of times God gives us explicit directions on what to do, and we just don't do it. So we're going to go into all of these things and look more into this Christian, our faithology, not the mythology, because these are not myths. These are real, and they exist, and God exists, angels exist, demons exist, hell exists, and heaven exists. And the things that happened in the Bible actually happened. It's not made up. It's not a story. It wasn't just written by man. It was written by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was living in man at one point, the Holy Spirit was living in man at one point, and man lived for a very long time, hundreds and hundreds of years. But after man became evil, God said his spirit was not going to strive with man forever, and he would live to be like 120 years old. So we also find out that that is why we are alive, because the Spirit of God dwells in us. So let's get into it, and we're going to start off with the generations of Adam. Okay, I'm not going to go on and on and on about Adam and his descendants and his generations, but God does put it in the Bible, and You had a situation with Cain and Abel, and Cain was sent off to another place. He was sent off to the land of Nod, and he had his family over there and his generations. But in place of Abel, God gave Adam and Eve Seth, and Seth then had Enosh, which you learn about this in the previous chapter in chapter 4. But so the Bible in chapter 5 in the beginning, it talks about the generations of Adam, and it lets you know that Adam lived to be 930 years old. So that's a long time, and it's hard to imagine in this day and time somebody living that long. But it goes down the line, and it says, Adam had Seth, then Seth had Enosh. Enosh had Kenan. Kenan had Mahalalel. Mahalalel had Jared. Jared had Enoch. Enoch had Methuselah, and Methuselah had Lamech, and then Lamech had Noah. Okay, so to me, that's the important part about the genealogy of all of that, because you get to the point where you get to Noah, and Noah had three sons, and as we're going to learn, after that God decided to destroy life on earth, he spared Noah and his family, and he had three sons, and from one of these sons comes the lineage of Christ. But in actuality, the lineage goes all the way back, to Adam, of course, but to Seth. Because through Seth comes these other children, and there were many other, descendants of Adam, but they specifically mention these. And so then we get into Noah, and by the time we get into Noah, well, man is in full-blown wickedness, and at this point, God is just, disappointed that he even created man, so he decides he's going to destroy mankind and all of life on earth and start over. So I had a conversation with Pastor Mike, and I asked him about the angels, that if the Bible is referring to the sons of God being angels, are those angels, or were those just, normal people? Because it looks to me as if it's saying that when men begin to multiply, it says when men begin to multiply on the face of the land, this is in Genesis 6:1, and the daughters were born to them. The sons of God saw that the daughters of man were attractive, and they took as their wives as they chose. That's when the Lord said, "My spirit shall not abide in man forever, for he is flesh. His days shall be 120 years." The Nephilim were on the earth in those days. And so the Lord, and saying in verse 5, it starts to say, the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intention of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth. So he said he was going to blot him out. Okay, so back when I was saying the sons of God, when the sons of God, so, and they were talking about the Nephilim. So I've always taken that to mean that the angels that came down with Satan, they were on the earth too, and they were able to interact with people, and they were, and some of these had relations with women, and they had children, and these children became, renowned people and things like that, and it just, but as that happens, the evilness grew more and more to the point, and I could be reading more into it than it is, but that's kind of how I did it. But I'll play you the segment that I did with Pastor Mike, and maybe he can help bring some more insight into this situation. So I'm gonna take a little break with our sponsor, the Anchor app, and then we'll come back and talk with Pastor Mike.
Hey, so what I was asking you about though last night about the angels, you know the scripture I'm talking about, right? You think that's angels, or you think that was just?
I think that was a metaphor in a sense of saying, just like the angels who were created to worship. You understand what I'm saying? The sons of God. Now, some people were saying the children of Israel. You feel me? But they were, these were, they were giants. They were
the Nephilim.
And so these were, in a sense, those who should not have been where they were and engaging in such things. Now, sometimes, you can say metaphorically. And so what you don't want to do is misinterpret the word of God. And you don't want to use your own intellect because you'd be thrown off. And so some things are not necessarily broken down. We use our imagination a lot, brother. You hear me? Yeah, and we use our imagination a lot, and we try to go deeper than what he's really saying.
Okay, well, let me throw something at you right quick as far as the, okay, so, but now the way I do believe, I kind of look at it and I think that's what it's talking about because, you have the situation in Sodom and Gomorrah where the angels were in the city and the men thought they were just regular people and they were trying to go and have sex with them. You have the scripture that says, be careful when you entertain people, because you could be entertaining an angel. So, I mean, it might not be saying that in that instance, but.
No, you're absolutely right. Those were the angel gods who came down for this specific reason to do what they did with Lot. And it was based on Abraham having a conversation with them. You see what I'm saying? Now, you got to remember, to say angels and the mere fact that they engaged in something like that, then you have the children of God, you have to then look at it as being fallen angels. But remember, the angels was already had fallen.
Yeah, because Satan was already in the garden.
They were already there. And so since they decided to follow Satan, they went with Satan. You know what I'm saying? He had created a posse.
And they were thrown out of heaven.
Yeah, all of them.
That's why I interpreted that, people say, well, who did Cain, who was Cain's wife? Some people say, well, it had to be one of his sisters, but it could have been a fallen angel.
I would take it as that, because you're talking about Cain and Abel at this point in time. There was people still out there. You talking about when they put him out, when he was put out?
Yeah, after he killed Abel.
Yeah, no. See, according to theologians and schooling, they teach you that there was different people set out already.
There was another.
Because if you remember scripture, he was scheming that they were going to kill him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And God had put the mark on him so that the people would not kill him. So generations had already begun. in a sense. And he don't explain it all. But if it wasn't nobody else out there, so they wouldn't kill him, he wouldn't have never had to mark him in the first place. Are you seeing what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what we do. There's some things that we don't know. And the Bible says you will learn more by and by.
Oh, yeah.
In time.
Thanks again for Pastor Mike coming on and sharing his insight. And I think he's absolutely right with what he said about that some things we're just not going to know until we are with God and with his son, Christ. And then we will know. Then a lot of things will be revealed to us at that point. But until then, I mean, it may be a little fun, you know, talking about it and trying to discern. And it's always good to try to discern scripture. But thanks again to Pastor Mike for coming on the show. Hopefully he can join us again. And so now I'm going to read a little bit from R.C. Sproul's book, Unseen Realities. Okay, and as I said earlier, that we will look a little bit into what R.C. Sproul has said about angels and demons and heaven and hell. He has a book called Unseen Realities. It's about, heaven, hell, angels, and demons. And I'm just going to read a little bit about what he says. It's not about the verse in Genesis about the sons of God mingling with the daughters of men. It's not about, you know, the flood, but he talks about, you know, just the concepts of angels and things we cannot see. Angels, demons, heaven, hell, things we cannot see, and the realities of it. So in his book, Unseen Realities, in the preface, and part of the preface, he says, most of us accept the biblical testimony that there is a God who rules in heaven and earth, though we don't always accept everything scripture says about him. However, we are much less certain about other spiritual truths, such as heaven and hell, angels and demons, and their prince, Satan. We are like Wormwood's patient, that's another character in one of his books, who, in Screwtape's words, even doubted their existence until death brought clear sight. Why do we struggle to accept these things? God is no less invisible to us. God is no less invisible to us, yet we believe in and worship him. Moreover, we fully accept that such things as microbes and germs exist, even though we cannot see them with the naked eye. Our selectivity when it comes to what we believe troubles me. For heaven and hell, angels and demons are taught as realities in scripture, as much as is God himself. I believe that if we are to be consistent Christians, believing all of the Bible rather than portions of it, we must recognize that the supernatural places and beings described on its pages are real. There is an uncompromised supernaturalism at the heart of the Christian worldview, and we must not let the world's skepticism with regard to these things affect our belief systems. We must trust and affirm that there is much more to reality than meets the eye. We must declare with Hamlet, there are more things in heaven and earth than are dreamed of in your philosophy. Horatio. Now that to me is so well said that I'm just going to end it right here. And I thank you again for listening. This is another episode of Escaping Addictions. But on this episode, it's a sub episode, which is about Christian faithology. What we believe as Christians. And this has been about Noah. We will have another section on Noah because I want to talk more about the explicit instructions that God gave to Noah. I mean, he gave him very explicit details on how to build the ark. So on the next time I do this episode of Escaping Addictions, then I will go into what he told Noah about that and into his sons and how when they, after the flood, how they scattered to different parts of the world. And yeah. Thank you again for listening. Have a great day. God bless.